डिक्टेशन फॉर जेनिस होम, JANICEHOLMES, जेनिस होम्स, न्यू पेशेंट विजिट, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 8/28/1965, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 10/22/2021, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 2/23/2022. जेनिस होम्स इज हियर फॉर द चीफ कंप्लेंट ऑफ पेन इन द नेक, मिड बैक एंड pain on the left face, left hand, severe headaches, especially on left side of the temple, and numbness on the left arm involving second, third, fourth fingers, numbness of the left buttocks and the thigh on the outer part and posteriorly. And bottom of the neck. History of automobile accident. The patient attributes of symptoms to an accident that occurred on 10/22/2021 as follows. The patient was a resident driver in a Jeep Cherokee at 5 miles an hour and was hit by Dodge pickup truck at 50 miles an hour. The accident occurred on near Greenfield and Clarita in Detroit, and the patient reports that she was traveling westbound on Clarita towards southbound Greenfield. The other driver was coming northbound and he hit on a driver's side in a T-bone fashion. Airbags were not deployed. The patient was wearing seatbelts. There was no loss of consciousness. It turned into a hit and run accident. The police did not arrive at the scene and ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient reports that the impact of the accident turned her car 180 degrees in the middle of intersection, and no one died, and the car is not totaled, and she did not get a ticket, and nothing was broken inside the car. The patient was transported to ER, Providence Hospital, by the ambulance, and she was treated there temporarily for a couple hours. Patient reports that X-rays were done and they were found negative, and she was there for 3-4 hours. The impact of the accident caused chest contusion to her from the steering wheel. She hit her head into the sun visor and chest hit into the steering wheel, but other than that, there was no injury to pelvic or abdomen. Some neck whiplash occurred. Patient starts feeling headaches. History of presenting illness. Patient reports presence of headaches on the left temple and also to the front. And they're moderate, infrequent, sensitive to the light and noise, and not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptom of TBI. Patient reports that she is having loss of memory, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation, and forgetfulness. However, she denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, or any vertigo, dizziness. She denies any ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of concentration, loss of focus, or any loss of vision, spots in the vision, or blurred vision. Denies any incontinence by urine bowel or sleepwalking. She reports that she feels woozy and clouded. However, she has not been driving since the time of accident. In addition, patient reports pain in the base of the neck and upper back, which is around 8 to 10. She does not experience any pain in the lower back. However, there is a radiation of pain to the left arm involving second, third, and fourth finger in a C3-4 nerve distribution, and lower back is not a precise nerve distribution, but it occupies a outer part of or lateral part of the buttock and the upper thigh up to the knee. These pains are present continuously and are felt as throbbing, sharp, and heavy, and they are from 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the modified factor for the pain are pain is worsened by sitting, bending, walking, driving, and improved by lying down and rest. Pillows behind the back also help her, and neck support. The patient has, in addition, report of numbness and tingling of the left hand involving second, third, fourth finger, and the left side of the face is numb. In addition, bladder bowel incontinence is reported. There is no muscle weakness. Patient reports incontinence of the urine. She cannot hold her urine, but no incontinence of the bowel. No weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy. No difficulty walking, fatigue. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, PTSD, or any suicidal thought, homicidal thought. System review is as follows. The patient has history of high blood pressure and heart disease, history of diabetes. She's on metformin and Januvia and Actos. Neurologically, patient reports stroke in 2020, and rest of the history is negative. Pathological history is positive for ectopic pregnancy in 1985. Allergy is none. Family history, mother is deceased due to the breast cancer. Father is deceased due to congestive heart failure. Siblings are deceased due to pancreatic cancer. Grandma is alive. No, grandma died in 98 with diabetes. Relationship status, patient separated, lives alone. Employment status, patient is homemaker, unemployed due to the pain and not working before the motor vehicle accident. She has never filed a disability. Legalistic, patient has had no attorney at this time. She has not heard from any attorney. Personal history is that patient does not drink and smokes a few cigarettes a day and does not use any recreational drugs. In addition, patient reports that in the history of past treatment, so far patient has had only x-rays, and she was treating with Dr. Abraham Bachu as a pain physician. Only one time she saw him and who ordered a back brace. No medication was provided, no injections, no epidural injections. She has had no physical therapy according to her, and no tensionate or chiropractor acupuncture treatment. In the ADS, our patient reports that her general activity and mood, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10, ability to concentrate 8, relationship with other people are affected 5. And other than that, patient reports that the problems interfering into her ADL as follows. In detail, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming and opening containers are affected 10. Reaching into cabinets is affected 9. Cooking in the kitchen is affected 8. Personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, walking, and standing, as well as the ability to lift dinner plates, is affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination, blood pressure is 156 over 130, heart rate is 89, respiratory rate is 18, temperature is 97.9, and height is 5'8", and weight is 210, and pulse ox is 98. This is a 57-year-old African-American female of a good health, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. And she's well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces, does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, patient is able to walk reasonably well without any help of cane. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal, musculature examination is normal, and gait is normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonus is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, L-forward flexion is 30, extension 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, rotation is 15, and hyperextension was not painful. maneuvers to identify or reproduce the pain. The cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lerma test is positive. Depression test is positive. Total test is negative. Intrinsic spine roots test is negative. Heslam test is negative. Endomer spine Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg resin test was found positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Prager test is negative. Camp test is positive. Brzezinski test is negative. In sacroiliac joint, are found non-tender. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, fever test, Lansdowne test are all negative. The extremities examination. Does reveal a positive pain. The extremities are warm touch, well fused, no tenderness, no pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein. Range of motion of all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Diagnosis. B89.2 XST. CNS R51 TI nerves M79.2 ligaments M54.0 cervical spine M54.2 50.20 M54.12 53.82 F13.4 XXA lumbar spine M54.5 51.27 54.16 54.42 F33.5 XXA Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template. First is physical therapy. According to the patient report, she has never had any physical therapy so far, which is being ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back. And with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, mechanics program. And disability is ordered for work disability and hospital placement and transportation help at this time until the rest from the previous sessions can be obtained. And review non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. Following medications are prescribed: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. The Elavil is prescribed 50 mg at night to help in sleep, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day is provided for muscle relaxation. Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hour PR for heads. Narcotic analgesics are provided to help with the pain and improve the life functions and sleep. Tramadol 50 mg at night, 30 tablets are provided, one at night. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, as referred to, like, yes. Fitness clubs, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. We have not been provided with any records, imaging records. Interventional pain procedures are not being considered currently. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Adrenal care in case of not being considered. Pharmaceutical records are ordered release from previous providers and investigations. I have of my own ordered an MRI of cervical spine and lumbar spine to find out the persistent pain in the neck and the lower back. A possibility of MRI for pain will be ordered later on. DMEs. Patient has a back brace, neck brace, and tense unit. So none are being provided. Patient is advised to continue using them. Education, yes. And the weight loss program, yes. Patient weighs 210 pounds, and disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit in 10 days and direct contact, yes. Thank you.